Human rights groups are warning that the prison scandal in Iraq may only reveal a portion of the abuse of detainees. They say the abuse may be more widespread than the Bush administration has acknowledged, and the U.S. military is investigating numerous deaths of prisoners in Iraq and Afghanistan, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Human rights lawyer Scott Horton says he got an unsolicited visit last May by members of the military's Judge Advocate General's Corps. They came, he says, to raise concerns about Pentagon policies and how JAG officers had been excluded from interrogations. Under normal practice, JAG officers are present at interrogations in all military-run detention centers. Horton, who then chaired the New York Bar Association's Committee on International Human Rights, says the JAG officers he spoke with never described specific incidents, but he suspects that the two deaths in detention in Afghanistan in December of 2002 may have been a motivating factor.
They were very troubled about what was going on. They were troubled that an atmosphere of impunity was being created so that interrogators could do whatever they wanted to do. And, you know, these deaths in detention and the way they have been followed up suggests that there was a solid basis for that concern.
The death certificates for the two men who died in custody in Afghanistan speak of blunt force injuries. Pentagon officials have since acknowledged 37 deaths in custody in Afghanistan and Iraq, some blamed on natural causes like heart attacks or justifiable homicides, in other words, the shooting of escapees. Investigations are pending in 9 deaths that involved rough treatment. Horton says these numbers are simply too high.
It's almost impossible to explain away such a high number in terms of accidents or natural causes. I mean, this begins to clearly indicate a pattern of extreme abuse leading to death.
The cases still under investigation include the death of a senior Iraqi officer last November who was shoved into a sleeping bag and suffocated, a case first reported by the Denver Post. Another Iraqi detainee died during an interrogation by Navy SEALs. And in January, a detainee died after he was gagged and shackled to the door of his cell. These and other cases occurred in various facilities in the country and with various units, though Pentagon spokesman Lawrence DeRita brushed aside suggestions that these incidents speak of a broader problem.
It doesn't describe something systematic, but it certainly describes something that is worth the level of investigation that it's getting, and it's getting an awful lot of investigation. There's probably more than a half dozen investigations going on, initiated as the result of military commanders taking this situation very seriously.
But human rights advocates like Amnesty International's Alexandra Arriaga say the military has been slow to respond and has yet to announce any criminal punishments in the deaths of detainees.
We are concerned that some of the charges that have taken place so far have been for administrative types of breaking of regulations, not for torture.
The director of the Washington Office of Human Rights First, Elisa Massimino, adds that the military is not inspiring confidence.
If you want to take an analogy, you can look at how police departments deal with their personnel when there's an allegation of a death in custody. The person is taken out of a situation of authority and control over suspects until that investigation is completed. It does not appear that that happened in these cases.
In fact, a military intelligence unit that was responsible for interrogations at Bagram, Afghanistan, when those two deaths occurred in 2002, was later reassigned to Iraq, to the Abu Ghraib prison. When pressed to explain why the investigations into the deaths in Afghanistan have taken so long, military officials have argued that it takes time to track down people who might have been involved, and they say they can't provide much detail for fear of compromising ongoing investigations. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.